Und auch im Studio, once again, with Alani Puchani from Nali Bali, and Hippo is members from Nali Bali as well. Other Radio and Nali Bali have been collaborating for a while now, and we have played Nali Bali stories on our shows. I don't know how many, but we have a lot, and it's been a great journey with them. I appreciate the fact that they're here with us today. Also, celebrating the birthday with us. So, hey, sir, how you doing?
Well, thank you, man. Thank you for inviting us, and we are always excited to come to the show.
Yeah, I want to say thank you for coming through also. Otherwise, before we get into your reading, could you please just remind the listeners about the work, and Nali Bali, and just everything?
Thank you so much. Well, Nali Bali is a Reading for Enjoyment campaign. And as the campaign, we're all about promoting a reading culture, making sure that children in particular are read aloud to, and they are exposed to storytelling, and they are also able to access, material that will enable them to improve their literacy skills. And we do this in various ways. And one of them is to partner with other organizations and institutions, that will put us in a better position. And of course, today I brought one of our partner, Emmy Foundation, and we have trained, the Emmy Foundation members to run reading clubs in the community, and the reading club members that we have here are from the Emmy Foundation in Kukuletu.
I want to introduce you, Emmy Foundation. Could you also tell us how you guys came about with Nali Bali and the collaboration and how it benefits for children?
Hi, my name is Nomthandazo. I'm a facilitator in a literacy and foundation phase at Emmy Foundation in Kukuletu. We are having the after-school programs. We collaborate with Unali Bali by being our trainers. They train us on how to run the reading club in after-school programs, and they also support us with a Nalibali supplement that has a collaboration of the books. So it has a multilingual story that have the English and the Xhosa, or maybe the English and the Sotho, so that can accommodate the kids, the learners from our after-school programs.
Oh, that's nice. Nice. I wanted to ask back to you, Bulelani.
Yes.
We have a journey, out of Radio and Nali Bali. We come way back.
Yes.
So, your experience, and what do you think of, us working together, man?
It's amazing. I don't want to sound like I'm overselling, the partnership or the relationship, but RX Radio is an amazing institution, an amazing platform for us as the campaign to be able to engage with children in particular. And we, as the campaign, we feel the work that you do as RX Radio. Not only are you giving children the opportunity, to nurture their broadcasting skills, however, we feel that you're also using this platform, to invest in the development of children, especially when it comes to literacy. So as the campaign, this is a perfect platform for us to continue to make meaningful impact in the lives of children, in the Western Cape. And, of course, the reach that you have, and of course, with the fact that now, I think RX Radio is also connected to the hospital in Paarl. I stand to, you can correct me there. But, as the campaign, this is such a wonderful platform that will enable us to be able to reach out to more children in the communities.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys also for coming through with the book and entertaining the kids at the Red Cross Hospital. The kids that are admitted, so they are listening and watching through the screen.
Oh, that's beautiful,
So,
man. Thank you.
To entertain them. We live in the 21st century now, where you don't actually don't need a book now. You can just read it or listen to it electronic. So the last question, how does that, importance of children reading books?
Very important, because I mean, with reading, you know, you get a better chance to develop your vocabulary, to develop how you are able to articulate yourself. So, you know, it's such a good partnership, and then of course the audio stories that we are able to provide and share with you via your platform. It's an amazing platform that will ensure that children in South Africa, they develop their literacy skills.
All right, thank you. So now we'll be talking to the members of the Nalibali Club. So you guys can introduce yourself and also like how you get to be part of Nalibali.
My name is Owam Bangani. I'm here with Uli Nomta and Lilam Ayanda. We will be answering all of the questions today.
So yeah, how you get to be part of the Nalibali?
Being part of a reading club is nice, actually. You know, sometimes she helps us with the homework. We play games, you know, and sometimes we do a little bit of what we call an icebreaker, I think, at the holiday programs, you know, where all the facilitators and all of the children from different grades as well, we all come together and we know we do this icebreak thing, we dance, and also reading books as well. We kind of like explore different types of books. You know, we read to each other. Sometimes it's not always about reading, but also about storytelling.
So why is it important for you guys to read books?
Because of who achieve our goals there too. No who achieves, but like, sifunde
that's bad. So I believe you guys will be reading us a book on Rekunde La Ingoate, so you guys can take it.
The book that we will be reading today is Mark the Forgetful Cat. Mark the Forgetful Cat is written and illustrated by Judith Kerr. Once there was a cat called Mark, and she lived with a family called Thomas. Mark was nice but not very clever. She didn't understand a lot of things. A lot of other things she forgot. She was a very forgetful cat. Sometimes she ate her supper. Then she forgot that she'd eaten it. Sometimes she thought of something in the middle of washing her leg. Then she forgot to wash the rest of it. Once she forgot that cats cannot fly.
But most of all, she forgot her cat flap. The cat flap led from the kitchen into the garden. Marg could go out and in again. It was her own little door.
The garden always made Marg very excited. She smelled all the smells. She chased the birds. She climbed the trees. She ran around and around with a big fluffed up tail. And then she forgot the cat flap. She forgot that she had a cat flap. She wanted to go back into the house, but she couldn't remember how.
In the end, she sat outside the kitchen window. She meowed until someone let her in.
Meow, meow. Afterwards, you could always tell where she had sat. This made Mr. Thomas very sad. He said, "Bother that cat." But Debbie said, "She's nice."
Once Mark had a very bad day. Even the start of the day was bad. Mark was still asleep. Then Nikki picked her up. He hugged her and said, "Nice kitty." Marg said nothing, but she was not happy.
Then it was breakfast time. Marg forgot that cats have milk for breakfast. She forgot that cats only have eggs as a treat.
She ate an egg for her breakfast. Mrs. Thomas said, "Bother that cat." Debbie said, "Nikki doesn't like eggs anyway."
Marg looked through her cat flap. It was raining in the garden. Marg thought, "Perhaps the sun is shining in the street." When the milkman came to, she ran out. The milkman shut the door.
The sun was not shining in the streets after all. It was raining. A big dog came down the streets. Marg ran. The dog ran too.
Marg ran right around the house, and the dog ran after her. She climbed over the fence. She ran through the garden and jumped outside the kitchen window. She meowed, a big meow, very sudden and very loud. Miss Thomas said, "Bother that cat."
Debbie said it wasn't her fault.
Marg was very sleepy. She found a nice, warm, soft place and went to sleep. She had a lovely dream. Marg dreamed that she had wings.
She could fly everywhere. She could fly faster than the birds, even quite big birds. Suddenly, she woke up.
Mrs. Thomas said, "Bother that cat." Debbie said, "I think you look nicer without a hat." Debbie gave Marg her supper, and Marg ate it all up. Then Debbie and Nikki went straight to bed.
Marg had to rest too, but Mr. Thomas wanted to see the fight. Mr. Thomas said, "Bother that cat."
Marg thought, "Nobody likes me." Then she thought, "Debbie likes me." Debbie's door was open. Debbie's bed was warm. Debbie's hair was soft, like kitten's fur. Marg forgot that Debbie was not a kitten.
Debbie had a dream. It was a bad dream. It was a dream about a tiger.
The tiger wanted to eat Debbie. It was licking her hair.
Debbie shouted. Marg jumped. Mr. and Mrs. Thomas said, "Bother, bother, bother that cat." Debbie said nothing. She was still crying because of the bad dream.
Marg ran out of the room and right through the house and out of her cat flap. She was very sad. The garden was dark. The house was dark too. Marg sat in the dark and thought dark thoughts. She thought, "Nobody likes me. They've all gone to bed. There's no one to let me in. And they haven't even given me my supper."
Then she noticed something. The house was not quite dark. There was a little light moving about. She looked through the window and saw a man in the kitchen. Marg thought, "Perhaps that man will let me in. Perhaps he will give me my supper."
She meowed her biggest meow, very sudden and very, very loud. The man was surprised. He dropped his bag. It made a big noise, and everyone in the house woke up. Mrs. Thomas ran down to the kitchen and shouted, "A burglar!" The burglar said, "Bother that cat!" Mrs. Thomas telephoned the police. Debbie let Marg in, and Nikki hugged her.
A policeman came, and they told him what had happened. The policeman looked at Marg. He said, "What a remarkable cat!"
"I've seen watchdogs, but never a watch cat. She will get a medal," Debbie said. "I think she'd rather have an egg."
Marg had a medal. She also had an egg every day for breakfast. Mr. and Mrs. Thomas told all their friends about her. They said, "Marg is really remarkable." And they never, almost never, said, "Bother that cat." The end of the story.
That was the end of the story from Nali Bali, read by the members. And I want to say thank you for you guys to coming through. I hope the kids love the story. I hope they feel entertained. Yo, from you, Bulelani, I hope, you know, we stay connected for many years to come. Just keep on giving up the stories, you know, for the children. Thank you, man.
Oh, man, thank you so much. And again, thanks to you, RX Radio, for the platform. And I think I want to give the last word to our partner, EMI Foundation, to close it for us.
I'd also like to thank you, the RX Radio, for giving us the exposure for the kids and doing what you do, making the change and making impossible possible. Thank you, and happy birthday to you guys.